and welcome to Season 9, Episode 42 of Swimming with the Fish. Don't know why that came up British, but it did. Anyway, hi, this is Crutch. I'm a little under the weather. Voice is a little raspy. I used it a little too much today. But we are going to persevere because we have lots to talk about. We just had an amazing event here in beautiful Howard County, Maryland. I don't know if you felt it, Goon, but we had a 2.5 earthquake.
No.
About an hour and 40 minutes ago, centered in Savage, Maryland. I'm pretty sure you didn't feel it. Did you, Chief?
No.
2.5, I'm like, I barely noticed. I thought it was me just falling.
We're waiting.
Maybe that's what it was. Ooh. I have put on weight.
I probably thought the dogs were just running.
Yeah. So it was about 7,000 feet down. So not exactly like, you know, surface level issue, but hey, it is what it is. Welcome to the show, everyone, where we're going to spend some time working on our own therapies and you get to listen in.
That's with always that a good said, thing.
It is. So it is.
Hello, Showcat. Showcat is on her side of the mic right now, pawing at me.
I like she has her side and you've got your side.
I do.
Yeah. And you have that fancy mic where you can actually turn her side on, right?
Yeah, hold on.
That's what we're expecting.
Now her side is on too.
Yeah.
Say hello, Showcat. She just looked at me and walked away. Of course she did.
Can we just say diva? Just say.
You tell her.
From here? Sure. No problem. And just never come over to your house again.
She'll wait for you. They have long memories.
Yes, like since Egypt. How are things down in Texas today? Are you getting any kind of weather from this Melissa chick there, Chief?
Whatever the deal is, we're getting it. And it's lots of rain.
Yeah, but that isn't from Melissa.
No? Even like the Outer Bands?
Melissa's going north toward Jamaica.
Yes, she's going to Jamaica a mess of it.
But there's another storm coming across the country that's hammering Chief right now.
Oh, and that one's coming from like the west?
Yeah. I don't know what caused it.
California.
All
I was going to say Gavin Newsom. That's funny.
It's just rain.
Too much damage to the atmosphere from the hairspray.
And the all of Elon Musk's rockets.
Yes.
That's what my dad used to say. You know, we get bad weather and weird weather every time they do a moonshot. He was convinced of that.
Okay.
That's of course, my grandma was convinced that, you know, I think she was convinced that we never landed on the moon.
There's a lot of people with that one.
Yeah, that's
look at what you saw in her lifetime. Started off in the horse and buggy days, ended up with cars and jet aircraft and rockets to the moon.
Yeah, well, you and I haven't done too bad. We started off with black and white TV, and we've ended up with AI.
Yeah, 10 days before I was born is when Alan Shepard launched into space.
So you were sort of here.
I was here. I was not on the outside. No, sir, you were not. And it was a good time. I wish I was older in the 60s.
Wait a second. Are you saying it was a good time because he and I weren't here yet?
No.
Take it how you want, Crutch.
I know exactly how I'm taking it.
Yeah, you can choose to take it that way if you wish. I
Thank
can't
you.
Stop.
That's the first choice I've ever had in my life.
Listen, I'm blessed this week. The Lord fixed my lawnmower, so.
Really? The Lord did it?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have like some sort of evidentiary or anecdotal proof?
Sure. Sure. You, how much do you remember about the lawnmower is broken story?
It was broke.
Right. And it broke
while you were doing lawn. Yeah.
While I was doing the lawn, because, you know, while I'm home on shutdown, I have time to make this lawn a thing of beauty and a joy forever.
Mm-hmm.
But not if the mower's not working.
It does put a crimp in your style. Yes, sir.
It does. And I tried everything, including pulling on that stupid pull cord, you know, till my shoulder hurt even more.
You probably should use the other shoulder.
Left-handed, I don't know. But I couldn't start it, and I pulled the fuel tank off and cleaned out the fuel hoses and didn't do anything to the carburetor, and I got it to run for a little while,
mm-hmm.
enough to almost finish the backyard, but not do anything about the front or side yards.
Right.
So, you know, so I finally gave up and did what I probably should have done in the first place. I went, hey, Lord, this is your problem. I'm just going to jump up and down and swear a lot and be ill-behaved. So
ill-behaved.
Why don't you tell me what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Buy carburetor cleaner. So I bought carburetor cleaner.
Okay.
And I read the can, and the can said, start the engine and squirt some of this in the carburetor while it's running. Well, that'd be great, manufacturers, except that I can't start the engine.
That's a problem right there.
And then, you know, I what I heard from the Lord was, why can't you be more like your brother Crutch?
Wow. Now I know you were listening to the wrong people.
He listens to me when I tell him things. I don't care what it says on the can. I'm telling you, squirt it in a carburetor and try and start it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I did that. How many pulls you think it took to start up and run and make me able to finish the lawn?
I'm guessing one.
I'm going to guess one.
Yep. It started awesome. Right up. I didn't even get it. I didn't even try to start it a second time. I, as quickly as possible, completed the yard.
How fast are you running behind that bad boy?
You know, and I got it all done figuring, I mean, Crutch, are we not pretty close to not having to cut anymore?
Gee whiz, I hope so. It's late October.
I mean, this is usually about right. Usually when the temperature gets down between 50 and 60,
mm-hmm.
my lawn stops growing, and I mulched up most of the leaves, so.
There you go.
Should be okay.
Yay. Congratulations.
You know, yeah, he also, you know, so I've been slowly fixing all of the things that have broken. Though I can't take credit for the lawnmower.
Well, I mean, you know, you, as a good manager, you can. You know, you identified the problem, you identified the best solution for the problem, and you had other people implement it.
I identified that I could not fix it.
Lord, I am unworthy to fix this lawnmower.
Yep.
But I say the word and my carburetor shall be healed.
Exactly. I put the new fan in the bathroom, and that's working fine.
Mm.
The parts are coming for the van, but they won't be here till Wednesday, so.
And now you don't have all this free time.
Doesn't look like I do, yeah. It's possible I will get the rest of the week to earn some money. What happens after that is anybody's guess, because...
Yeah, we might all be back this time next week. Well, we all sat home today because there's no adults in D.C., not a darn one of them.
That's true. So, yeah, so that's my first miracle.
Awesome. Got another one?
Will I be St. Goon of lawnmowers?
Is there a patron saint of lawnmowers?
Probably. Somebody had to be assigned that.
Well, I'm not the first person to look. Yeah. There is no patron saint specifically for lawnmowers because it's a modern invention. But the patron saint of gardeners, Saint Fiacre, F-I-A-C-R-E, is often associated with mowing and lawn care. There you go.
Yeah. See, I knew there'd be somebody. Well, you know, I don't know if there've been any. I know that our brother, the chief, has been having plumbing woes.
Ah, yes.
How's that going?
I have a paint can hanging above my head currently. I have thought this through.
The sword of Damocles.
I do wonder what will happen if it fills and then falls.
If we hear a clank, should we call someone?
No.
Is that over the big hole in the ceiling you showed me?
Yes. Okay. It is. So it is my water capture device, because I know. So
water is life. I heard that in a movie.
9 o'clock last night, I heard water running. It was 11:30. The water was still running. I came into the room because the girls are asleep. So I tell my wife, I said, "You hear that? It has been going nonstop. Apparently they did something to the toilet. The toilets have bidet. They do not close it all the time." So guess what it does?
It just runs.
It runs.
And it runs so far away. And well, I mean, it was 2 hours.
Rolling on the rain.
So here's the thing.
It's so bad.
If we were not on well water, this would have cost so much. And
oh my gosh, yes.
So here's the other thing I wonder about the well water. So the type of septic we have is a leach field. So how long does it take water to go 240 feet underground? Because that's where the well pump is.
Well, I mean, if it's like trickling through the ground, it could take a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is how it gets filtered.
Your septic's not only a leach field, right? Yeah, you must have a tank that then opens into the leach field.
There is a tank. The tank collects the solids.
Right.
And the
liquid is passed on. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is an 800-gallon tank.
Okay. Because it should take a couple of days for the liquid to pass through the leach field, you know, depending on how big it is.
It is.
And the
spot where you guys were shooting arrows, that is the entire leach field, and it snakes throughout that.
Okay.
So that's how long it is.
Well, that's not bad, because as I recall, that's graded away from the house, which is good planning right there.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You are not allowed to get leach fields anymore.
Really?
Were you aware of this?
No.
Are they just in Texas or everywhere?
I don't know about everywhere, because I'm only in Texas.
Fine.
The house I grew up in had a leach field.
Yeah.
At one point, we had to have the tank replaced because it wore out.
How does it?
Well, the house was built in 1954, and it was replaced mid-70s, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the goon comes from prime Eastern European stock.
Mm-hmm.
So he was probably, you know, the family was probably eating like this family, and I know what they do to this septic system.
Oh, you are correct.
It's not like the pipes all got stuffed with kale and what's that other crap they eat? Oh my gosh.
I don't know who they are.
Vegetarian.
I might have eaten kale if we thought it was some kind of cabbage, but
yeah.
It may have been
quinoa. Stuck. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
You weren't gonna see any of that tofu or quinoa, no.
Right.
No. Pork and potatoes. That's
pork and potatoes.
Exactly.
Hey, that sounds like the lady who's running for governor in California.
I don't know about the potatoes.
She tried to kill her, well, not kill him, but she tried to wound her ex-husband by dropping freshly made hot mashed potatoes on his head.
She sounds...
What?
Yeah.
A wonderful person.
My God, I'm starting to like politics again.
You guys didn't know that?
No, do what? Tell.
This is California, and I only expect the worst out of there. So,
I have, before you go, though, I have one more question on the plumbing project.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday you told me that sometimes it leaks and sometimes it doesn't.
Correct.
Through the ceiling. Is that still happening?
The females in question have been at work. There has not been a shower today. They have come back from work. So if you really do hear the crash, that means that one, my water divergent system failed, and two, mm-hmm. they're taking a shower.
And your chemically dependent fixers were not there today?
Oh, they're gone. They are done.
Like not to return? Oh.
Yeah, well, no, they, in their minds, they have done what they said they were going to do, was put tile up. They did. That is a fact.
Right.
There's now tile there.
Do you wish to describe them in the way you describe them to Crutch and I, or are you going to let us?
I will let you be the purveyors of their info, because it's really sad. Okay. It's and I know that one of them has kids, and apparently the other one, his brother, was the lawyer of Steve Wozniak.
Wow.
When he steered Powell. Yes. So his brother's doing very well, and he's toothless and on meth. It's a shame how that went down. But you know, that's just how life goes sometimes. One family member does great and another one absolutely does not. So what can you do?
I don't know. So I just sent you a link about the potato story. We can include that in the show notes. Sounds like an ouch, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyone who would read that book in Congress should not be in Congress. Should not be in government.
I can't see the title of the book. What is it? Oh, wait, here, hold on. There we go. Got to get rid of the ads.
Oh. Which ads?
It's a subtle art.
The New York Post.
Oh, yeah. The New York Post is just chock full.
Oh, boy. Yeah. What a piece of work this lady is.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to be governor?
She does. She's convinced that, you know, people love her and that she's the right person. And she's a bigger piece of sedimentary rock than the current yucca puck they've got. So, yeah.
Better than, more than the Breck girl, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure. Excuse me. I'm not getting all choked up
in front of a man on a Nebrek girl. I'm just saying.
She could probably beat him in an even fight, you know.
It does. Like I just said to you on the chat, it looks like Al Bundy was selling her shoes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's some real winners out there. And
is she the one you told me that she has like a 60% turnover on her staff?
Yeah. She's as bad as Starbucks. She's literally in the middle of a video call with a reporter or something like that. And one of her assistants is like way, way in the back of the room doing something. And she just screams, "Get out of my blankety blank shot." I'm like, "Lady, the shot is so wide. We barely saw her, you know, surprised the camera isn't orbiting you." But yeah,
you need an extra wide lens. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Just to get all the chits.
They did say that the Earth would have another moon for a couple years.
Does that mean she's getting elected? Oh, darn it. Or maybe she's going to be like the one in Georgia who will just keep running for stuff and losing.
No, Elon's going to orbit her. He's going to need to use that new big rocket, though.
Big rocket.
Oh. This was truly an Al Bundy situation. he would say, I'm going to wedge this shoe on you, move at the right corner. You know, it's like,
didn't tell one of them Lady wanted just the right color blue, and he said, well, I'll tell you what. I'll begin to strangle you, and we'll put a mirror here, and when you turn the right color blue that you want, you just moo.
Yes.
Yeah.
He used that multiple times. There was a time a woman was trying to get a tan. He said, you're asking an awful lot of the sun.
One of my favorites was one of the customers that he insulted said, I'm going to call my lawyers. He goes, oh, would that be the law firm of Hagen and Dawes?
Oh, we miss you, Al Bundy.
Oh, I would love to meet Ed O'Neill. It would be like, you know, I wasted so many glasses of liquid watching your show I spit them all over myself, the couch.
When I first moved here, I was very excited because I went to the post office. We have this tiny little mailbox on a pole, but it's a mailbox tree, so you don't have one next to your house. And I needed a box for like delivery, so I went to the post office to get a P.O. box. And who is our postmaster in Ellicott City? That's right, Al Bundy. Spelling and everything. I'm like, I have to open that door. I have to open the door. Because if I open that door and Ed O'Neill's back there, my life will be complete. It's like when you get a phone call and it's your number calling you, and you're like, do I pick it up? And what happens if I'm not there? Crutch, it's Crutch. I'm from 80 minutes in the future. Get out of the house.
There's someone in the house.
So, you know, it's funny with all the space-time and other things that are being discussed nowadays. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me, you know, what would you do if, you know, you came across another you? And I said, oh, I've got a plan for that. Like, what?
Why doesn't it surprise me?
And I said,
does it involve beheading him?
No, it doesn't. Because if it's me, then I would be working together with me. And I have
don't in touch him.
No, this isn't Time Cop. So I have a plan, and it is a complex series of events that would happen. Mm-hmm. That has never been written down, but it is in my head. So that way, if it is me, I know exactly what to do. And after the Sinak, you know, pass through has happened, I would say, you know, which one are you, older or younger? And one person would be giving other person information. That is what I know. I've already done this in my head multiple times. So if it ever does come to that, I'll be ready. And they said, well, why would you plan for that? And I said, I plan for everything.
Like for everything.
People just don't understand what
this is beginning to sound like the roommate agreement on the Big Bang Theory, where there was, you know, there was a clause for a zombie apocalypse.
Do you know? Are you sure? Like, they're just things we never know.
Yeah, for example, that asteroid that's heading towards us, something Atlas something.
No, it is 3i Atlas, and it is not.
Thank you. That's the one. 3i Atlas. And
it's not an asteroid.
It's not acting like one.
So,
like, asteroids do certain things because of physics and all, and this one's like, yeah, no.
Okay, so here's some, you guys currently still play baseball. I used to, but I still have some players on the baseball team. But they play for different organizations. So the places that I used to work at, I made some connections. And in those laboratories, actually, I will share it because it is public. There's something that happened with the furloughs, and it was only half of the story. Now, since you guys have already gone through the New York Post ads, hopefully you won't have to close them all out again. Do the math just off of the headline.
Key U.S. Nuclear Weapons Agency to furlough 80 of staff due to shutdown.
That is 80%.
80? Whoa.
So the labs that I used to support, that something happened. I'm obviously not allowed to know because I no longer play for a baseball team.
But, sure.
But that happened, and then this came down. And so they started asking me, do you know anything about this? And I said, sir, I haven't played baseball in a couple of years. There's no way that I'm going to know. And they said, they said, we found something. And then out of a staff of 1,400, there are 70 people left. So whatever it is, they're making sure that nobody knows what is going on. And then they said, and here's the
details. Now, do you think it's related to the government shutdown or related to this big asteroid thing?
The simple answer is they're bigger conspiracy folks than I am.
Wow.
And they are thinking that things are related. Mm-hmm. They are allowing this to go on because there needs to be a dramatic shift. And when this thing, which has elements that aren't found in nature, radio frequencies, and now grown a tail, and
like a comet kind of tail?
Yeah, but if the comet tail is because of ice, right?
Well, no, I mean, I know that, but that's what you're talking about when you say a tail.
Yes, mm-hmm. They said it now has a tail, but it didn't have a tail before. So,
and here's the big difference too: the tail is pointed towards the sun.
Yeah, that's not right.
So there's a lot of things that aren't right. And
what
that
in the seven levels of Atlas is this thing?
So, whatever they found, did you see the executive order for NASA?
Nope.
All right. So this all happened on the weekend as well.
I had so much fun this weekend.
I don't read the news anymore. Just depresses me.
All right. So this should, you guys of all people should have known. That NASA is now Intel.
Wow. So all of the
I want to know how you found this out.
Because my people that still play baseball kept telling me stuff now that they think there isn't going to be a next year. And I said, again, they're more conspiratorial towards me. So they're like, none of this stuff matters anymore. This is why the administration could do whatever they want because repercussions, are out the window. Mm-mm. And so I asked point blank, I said, is this the ID4 Will Smith scenario? Like, do I need to start implementing that? And they said, you know that I can't tell you even if it was. So wow. It's like, read between the lines of that. And I was like, well, I've already taken every precaution that I could. So now it's just people that I don't recognize on the property shoot on site. That is the new protocol.
Okay.
Because we don't know if they're people. We don't know anything. And it's what, 2 days away? 2-3 days? I mean, like, there should be a ticker of when this thing is going to, Well, if I do, it's fly by, it's fly and stop, or...
Let's see.
Yeah, when was it supposed to come by?
It's soon.
This week.
Sunday, 29th.
That is not the 29th.
That's not the 29th.
No, closest to the sun on 29 October. It will be Earth. It will be 1.36 astronomical units, which is just a little bit farther away than we are. We being one, because that's how that works. Earth. Mm-hmm.
You're speaking in a language I don't understand.
What, Earth?
Astronomical units.
AUs, the distance from the Earth to the sun.
Yeah, okay, that's great. We care about distance from it to us. That is what normal people...
Well, okay, so if it's going to be, if we're both on the same side of the sun, and it's going to be 1.36 astronomical units away, and we are one, then it will be 0.36. It's a math problem there, Keith.
Okay, yeah, okay, 0.36.
So 0.36 of 98 million. That'll give you the miles.
There you go. Your mileage may vary.
Wait, so 0.36... Okay,
we are 97 million miles. That's one astronomical unit.
Yeah, from the sun. I don't care about that. It to us.
And we could be as close as 0.36 AUs from it to us if we're on the same side. We could be as far away as 2.36 AUs if it's on the opposite side, and any number in between. How's that?
If it starts a minute whale song, three I'm miles. Be really worried.
That is 3 miles.
No, it's not.
0.36 AU is 3.34 miles.
3.34 million miles.
Million. It's not even that. Hold on a second. 97. What's 1/3 of 97? 30.
What is E?
36 million miles. You're only off by 5 factors.
He slipped a decimal point. Give the man a break.
It's going to miss us by 30 million miles. How's that?
Unless it changes course.
Well, in all honor, right? And no, we're frantically changing the Wikipedia page as we speak.
Yeah, because everything's true on Wikipedia.
It is my single source of knowledge.
This explains a lot.
I know I can get a job as a reporter.
And Crunch, I believe you had a miracle this week too that you sent us all out. I actually went and read a news article that you sent me.
You just said you don't read news articles. Make up.
I don't, but I said, but this one I read because it wasn't depressing.
And it was from me. So he said, you. Well, there's a filter. Crunch is usually reasonable about not sending wackanoodle stuff unless I find it funny, and then I send everything.
But this was inspiring.
This was my feel-good story of the weekend. There was as you all know, there was a horrible shooting at the Annunciation. Was it the Annunciation Catholic Church?
Annunciation Catholic Church, yes.
Right. And during...
So at their school,
At the school associated with the church, yes. And they had a couple of people were killed, and the killer killed themselves. I believe this is the one with the had the trans manifesto that we took forever to see.
Right.
Is that, okay. So one of the patients that had been gravely injured, and I use that term because when you're shot in the head, you're gravely injured. Her name is Sophia Fortas. And
12 years old, right? Well, 13 now, because she had
now
a birthday.
13. Yeah. She was 12 when she was shot, and they had her in a medically induced coma, and there wasn't a lot of hope, but there was a lot of prayer.
Right. She had a lot. She had a stroke.
Yeah. It was bad. And she walked out of the hospital under her own power this week. And her parents are fully convinced that it was as much credit goes to the medical staff and all that. Even they are going, the prayers got answered. There was a lot of praying for her. The family actually wrote, on behalf of our entire family, we want to extend our deepest gratitude to everyone near and far for the continued prayers, the outpouring of love, and the tremendous support of our precious Sophia. We are humbled by the countless individuals across the globe who have lifted her up in prayer, including His All Holiness Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew and His Holiness Pope Leo the 14th. So even both sides of the Christian iconography were involved.
There's only two sides as far as he's concerned, Chief. How about that?
Well, there you go.
There's the Orthodox and the Roman Catholics. That's it.
Yep. Oh, you mean, well, there's also the heretics. Yeah, you're right.
No need to mention those heretical feces nailers.
Well, you know, it's kind of disgusting. I'm just going to say.
Oh, man.
You're still bitter about the indulgences. I know what it is.
I still think it's a bad idea. Yeah.
To get rid of them?
If only I could afford them.
Money's got to come from somewhere, man. It's like, think of it like a tariff. You'll feel better.
Pope's got to eat.
Dang.
If you hear a lightning strike, well, then you'll
know. The saints had lots of good left over. I'm just selling what they weren't using anyway.
Exactly. It's like we got a deal here. Such a deal.
Oh, my God. I see Marlon Brando in a big, tall white hat.
I'm going to make him an indulgence he can't refuse.
Someday, and that day may never come.
Oh, hey, what's, it's only a day ending in Y if we don't bash some Catholics. Come on.
You started this, sir.
I know. But that's the whole idea is I start it and then I whine when you guys finish it. So, yeah. Let me figure this out. Jeez, we've only been doing this for 9 years.
I wasn't paying attention, and usually I have more coffee than I've had lately. So,
oh, I have had way too much coffee today. I made a pot. I was home today, and I thought, well, coffee is good for the throat.
During the entire furlough, I have drastically cut down on my coffee intake.
I don't want to be furloughed with you.
I don't know why that happened. It just sort of did.
Yeah, because you know what happened? What happens, as you'll see.
What happened was?
Your body goes back into a normal state where you are not having to be artificially energized in order to deal with whatever's going on in the outside world. So
you're telling me once I retire, I'll stop drinking coffee?
I'm betting.
Well, we'll drink less anyway. I probably have had 2 coffees a week since the furlough started. And again, I just...
4 today.
I don't think I had one today.
I don't know.
I had one yesterday. Because yesterday was...
Who are you? And what have you done with Goon?
Well, I mean, it was a church day too, and we had a...
Do you need coffee to go to church?
No, but they have it there and it's free.
Oh, okay.
Come on now. Free. Yeah, and it was not...
If they had free prune juice, would you take it?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
Because then I wouldn't be able to sit all the way through the service. I'd have to keep running back to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
It is a drink of a true warrior.
Is it that effective?
Yes, very effective.
Just for me, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it wasn't fair because the people who did the coffee service this week brought those little Hostess chocolate-covered donuts.
The donuts that were made, I don't know, during the Carter administration?
It doesn't matter. They're lovely.
They never die.
My grandma on my mom's side used to eat them, and she only spoke Polish. She told me they were Donetskis. So Donetsk. that's what I call them now. She thought that was quite a good joke.
I like it.
That, you know, because they're little.
That would not go over well because Donetsk is a territory inside Ukraine.
Oh, well, no offense intended.
Well, no, it's just but
I don't think the goon could eat it.
It wasn't offensive until you said little, because the
no, the ski she thought meant she used it to mean diminutive.
So, let me think. If it, yeah, it's na for woman, and ki, yeah, ski would be the male. What do they call
it? It's a male donut? What does that even mean? Do I want to know.
You'd have to ask the good.
It doesn't have a hole. Oh no. Sorry.
I'm looking online and now they're called,
I apologize.
I thought they might actually have been called donetties, but it's spelled more like it's donut.
That sounds like a 50s band.
Band going,
and the donuts.
The donuts, yeah.
Wow. So,
be my little pastry. Wow, sorry.
I'm hungry now.
Me too. Me too. We're out of ice cream. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, no. That's a bad thing at 8:25.
There are things that can be fixed. So, when is it that you must return to the slave ship, Goon?
Tomorrow. If all goes according to the current plan, 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
They wish me to come in for processing.
There's time.
Like Soylent Green?
Well, I mean, I hope not. You know, but if you hear me talking about my favorite music and my favorite color, you'll know.
Don't, whatever you do, if you see a door that says carousel, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Renew.
Wow. Soylent Green and Logan's Run.
I know.
You.
We've lost like 80% of the audience.
So, Crutch made so many comments that I had to watch that, and then I chastised him when I went through that, mm-hmm. Like, because
which one, Soylent Green or Logan's Run?
No, Logan's Run. Soylent Green is
a classic.
Yes, Logan's Run is not.
No, Soylent Green is a good movie,
right?
And that has a theme and a plot to hold it together,
right?
Logan's Run doesn't.
It has costuming. It has Oscar-winning costuming.
Oh, you know what? You just wanted to look at that lady's lady parts. That's what you're talking about.
Well, I was very young at the time.
Me too. I liked the movie for the same reason. And I thought the guns they used were cool.
Still, the physics don't even make sense.
Of how the dress stayed on?
Yeah. Like, there's... Because I remember you saying... I think your words were, there's a very charming actress, which meant... That someone was getting oogled, mm-hmm. Yes. She was also in Star Trek, I think you mentioned, right? The original series?
The name of her, Jennifer Agutter. Let's see. What else has she done? Doopa doopa doopy. She did, she's a British actress, it turns out.
I know that he was very interested in the young ladies costumed like her at AwesomeCon, Chief. I remember that.
Well, it was hard to miss. You know.
I was shocked. That stunned me into immobility.
The outfit or me noticing the outfit?
No, I did not know until that moment. I had no idea what cosplay was.
Oh, she did an episode of Doctor Who. But
that was not something I was expecting to see.
Oh, well, yeah, the cosplayers sometimes get a little risque. Yeah, yeah.
A little
like Princess Leia's slave costume is overdressing. Yeah.
The three women we saw dressed as different doctors from Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
While we were waiting in line to go into the the next generation panel.
Mm-hmm. Did she struck up a conversation with them?
Yes. They were spot on. They were spot on. Stop.
Oh, these people, this is their thing, and they will do the research. They will get the color schemes. They will get it's like the guy who makes the Vader costume. If you look at his, you look at the pictures, he's got all the lights in the right places, the switches, and I give him credit where credit is due. There was briefly a TV show on that was like, have you seen all these cooking shows where they have you make something in a certain amount of time and then it was judged on accuracy and blah, blah, blah. They had a show like that for actual cosplayers, and they would bring on three contestants at a time. And these folks, I've got 3 hours, and all of a sudden he makes an entire, costume out of foam and a hot glue gun. I'm like, okay, cool. I was just, but yeah. Anyway,
and making fun of my gift. I believe I did regale you with my party at the grocery store this week. So.
What do you mean, like last week's show?
No. This happened Saturday.
Yes.
I walked into the grocery store and my old neighbors from 20 years ago were in the store, and I haven't seen them in about 3, maybe 5 years. And we were talking, and then the lady from the deli overheard us. And we were talking. I found out that the lady who lived between us, who actually worked at the grocery store in that very deli, and the union, the lady who was in the deli with the union shop steward badge, named Leslie, I think, said, "Ah, did you know Laura?" And we were like, "Yeah. We lived on either side of her when we all lived in townhouses." And they just told me that Laura had sadly passed away about 2 years ago.
No.
Which I didn't know. And that led me to strike up a conversation with the shop steward, which always leads to me talking about dogs and puppies. And she introduced me to one of her staff who's looking for a dog but doesn't want to go talk with them. As we've talked about this, a lot of the rescues have just terrible people doing home inspections. Mm. And she's like, I just don't want to go through that. I say, I'll tell you what, use my rescue group and I'll do the inspection for you. Because I could already tell she was a dog person. She was talking about the dog that she lost.
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 minutes, I knew half of what I needed to know. Now I just need to see her house.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are like, I don't care whether you have a fenced yard, but if you have a one-room small apartment, getting a golden retriever is probably not the way to go.
Or maybe one of Mr. Brownie's mastiffs.
Yeah, those would be poor choices. But getting a little Wendy dog would be all right.
Or smaller. Something you could put in a purse.
Medium golden doodle or a chihuahua.
A chihuahua, yeah.
It's a hooey hooey.
It's just fun.
It's like those knives that they use at fancy dinners, Chief. The Horty Whore knives.
I'm sorry?
The Horty Whore knives. For cutting the first things that come out with.
Okay. Yeah, no. I don't think you should be cutting a hose at a meal. Just saying,
seems
kind of rude. Like they were invited too. I'm just saying.
No,
I believe the modern term is 304s. Okay,
304s.
Yeah,
is that like 67? I thought you were in the 67 thing. Have you figured it out?
So
304 is the West Virginia area code.
We had schoolers saying that when I was at the event last week, where I was the narrator, and I'm like, what in the heck are they talking about?
Which one? What are you talking about?
They were talking about 667, Yes. Sixes and seven,
six,
something.
Six, seven. Six, seven. Seems to be the thing now. You just...
I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, ask your children.
Actually,
the ogre might be too old. It might be, the ogre might be too old for this.
Might be.
It, yeah.
I think it's a rapper came up with it.
Okay. Well, see, 304 makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Than 67. But I can look, I know where to find out what it means. Slang term primarily used in Gen A. It has no consistent meaning.
Yep.
It started this year. Doot Doot by Skrilla.
Yeah.
So there's a... There is an investigative journalist named 6'7 Kevin. But that's because he's 6'7".
Wow. And a 1067 is a report of a dead body.
Yeah. But 304 put it in the numeric...
This is the code we used.
Right. 304 and flip your phone up. Flip your calculator upside down. Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense. 6'7 is and can be anything.
Yeah. 0.7734.
Oh man.
Yeah. We never used code numbers for a dead body.
No.
We didn't use code. We didn't use the I didn't use the correct code for the state mental hospital either. So
would you just call it the LB?
Do you remember the TV show Barney Miller?
I do. I've played that music.
You did mention it the other week. I recall that.
Yes.
So one of their characters used to always use cutesy terms when they had to send somebody to Bellevue.
The short guy with the dark hair.
Yes.
He was the guy who was a sergeant. He was never a detective until the final episode. He finally got his detective.
Yes. Yes.
What is wrong with me?
And I would do that to Hurricane after we met when I was a dispatcher and she was on ambulance. But I would do it on the radio that you can't hear with a scanner.
Uh-huh.
Well, because you the correct code for a disturbed person, I believe, used to be a code 16B. 16A was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
16B was some sort of a mental issue.
Yeah, we just
and they did that because if you have them in the ambulance, you don't want to tell them they're going to Connecticut Valley. They know what that is, and they'll go nuts,
right?
So to speak.
But see, some have already achieved that status.
Usually, that's yes. So I would say things like she would go, she would tell me that she had a 16B.
Mm-hmm.
And would I do the appropriate things? And it'd be like, oh, Roger, Rescue 540, I'll check the ship movements to Fantasy Island.
Nice.
I never got in trouble, but...
Holy cow, Hal Libden is still alive.
Yeah, he's what, 103?
94.
One of my fantasy girls passed just the other day. I was sad.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah,
June Lockhart.
Yeah, the mom from Lost in Space, the TV show.
And Lassie.
So, can you define what a fantasy girl is?
I just thought she was attractive and charming when I was, 8 years old watching her show in, 68, 69? About the same time as the original Star Trek.
Yeah.
I think.
Isn't 8 years old just a tad young for...
No, not at all. When I was in first grade, I had a girlfriend because even back then, I thought they were really fun and interesting and cool. So there.
See, this is what happened.
Of course, she ended up being a crazy stalker, but that's a different story.
I knew a girl like that once.
Yeah, she definitely fit the crazy hot because she was really pretty. Really pretty blonde girl and really completely psycho. Yep. Okay.
And just in case she's listening, I'm not referring to the Sicilian as the crazy girl.
Mm-mm.
Don't want anybody from the family coming at me. The Sicilian is totally nice, sane, stable woman.
And she don't stab.
Far as I know.
The comments by Crutch and the Goon are there. All right.
Swimming with the Fish regrets many of the comments made by Crutch and the Goon on the podcast this week.
The chief will now be heading off to some medical relief for his neck for shaking his head ruefully so hard.
Next week, the show will be renamed Swimming with the Chief.
because the other one would be with the fishes. But hey, it's been fun, and this is our therapy.
It is our therapy, and I feel better every week during this horrible, horrible furlough.
That's right.
Well, so
tomorrow it's going to be a fur high.
We'll see.
Well, the nice thing that you guys it will not affect you. Until it does, of course. But next week is when SNAP benefits end.
SNAP, right. Yeah, just in time for me to be out of work. I don't even get SNAP. What a SNAP.
Well, I mean, you would never qualify for it anyway.
I'm not a woman or a child.
That's right. I think I might have some old government cheese, though, here that I can bring to you.
I am childish, but they don't count that.
One day they will.
And then, indeed.
And I will be rich beyond the dreams of avarice.
The orange ring shall find you.
Mine.
But yeah, it's a... When that happens, the filter will be off.
Right.
And...
Well, the unions are already saying they need to go back. When the folks that are on public assistance are suddenly not getting the public assistance, they're going to be very public about their lack of public assistance.
Yes. There will be much wailing and gnashing of teeth.
As long as they use the Senate Democrats as milk bones, I'm good with that.
Ooh, can I feed them to the Canine Protective Force?
Or you can buy a pig and get a trough and make it official.
So AOC's coming to my house?
We do not condone those things.
No, not at all. But we can joke about them because isn't that what everybody does now? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Send a
minority. Was it the House minority leaders walking around with a baseball bat and somebody just tried to hire a hitman for Pam Bondi? Yeah, it's all just crazy fun.
Who, Hakeem Jeffries is walking around with a baseball bat?
But you haven't seen?
No.
Yes.
But remember, the Goon, unless it is blessed by Crutch, will not read news stories, apparently.
So. Well, only during the furlough, because I'm depressed enough already.
Well.
Let's see here. I'll just get the picture here. Copy image, paste image. There you go. So.
Oh my goodness.
He's not even choking up right on it. So yeah, you know.
Somebody's going to take that away from him and it's not going to end well.
Yeah. He's going to end up with a little knot on the forehead there.
As long as he doesn't call it Lucille, then we're okay.
How tall is he? That picture makes him look short. I didn't think he was short.
I don't know
how tall he is. I do know that CNBC turned on him, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So when I was watching it and I saw him have to stutter because she asked a real question, I was like, is this how bad things are? That they're going to do, you know, at least 10 minutes of honest journalism here. But then it was over, and, you know, maybe it was a fever dream.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times when you know, I look at the journalism industry and they go, there's a little spark, you know, and somebody asks a follow-up question and I go, you were paying attention in class. gets me choked up.
That'll teach you.
I know. And then they just, you know, dash my hopes. Well, folks, it's been a lovely evening. Glad you've spent it with us. I'm very happy that you're with us. Please come back next week for more fun and frivolity. But before we go, we have a few words from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Goon's Heavenly Repair Service. Don't let Goon fix your stuff. Lots of times that doesn't end well. Goon has discovered that asking the Lord to show him the way and doing what he's told works immediately. Happy Pole wants to charge you for this service, but really doesn't want to end up as a pillar of salt. So just ask and you shall receive instruction. Try it. It seriously works. And Chief's Plumbing Service, now with phenobarbital. There is a method to their madness. You may laugh, except these folks show up on time and do a credible job. Not easy to find today. So what if they have no teeth? You need your water fixed, not something chewed. Call Chief today and your plumbing woes will seem like a bad dream. And miracles. This week, why don't you help by creating miracles of your own for the people around you? Use that charisma and make a service provider feel appreciated whether they deserve it or not. Cheer up a furloughed spouse or friend so that they know they are valued in spite of what the government thinks. When fixing something you know nothing about, just give it a try. Maybe ask for a little divine inspiration first and then do what you're told. A PSA from the Happy Pole LLC. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.